sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, we do, and sports canceling, and politics, and how stupid I am. All kinds of stuff. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Tyler Scott filling in today. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you could get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And if you're a Tuesday texter who likes to just be a dickweed, don't bother
You ain't
today.
Having it.
Yeah, we're not reading them today, because I'm going to try to be in a positive mood, even though there's not a lot positive going on. And, of course, there's Twitch. You can get on the Twitch channel at twitch.tv/ESPN975, and you can hear the conversations that go on through the breaks. And we're going to have some fun today, Hoffman, even though it's Tuesday, even though...
Let's do it.
Even though there's not great news in the world with the Big Ten.
No, there's some bad news. Yeah, you know.
Big Ten saying, niet. And you have a vice presidential candidate.
Lots of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots.
I'm just going to go on record as saying
things
of the, I don't want to say the two bottom two. I would say at least two of the bottom three people throughout those debates that I hated the most. That's your ticket. So congratulations.
You hate Senator Harris?
I thought she came
or
off.
Or do you like to call her Kamala?
I like to call her.
Or
you know,
Kamala.
I can't vote for this person because she's probably going to be president because Joe Biden ain't lasting 4 years.
Okay.
So, congratulations, Democrats. You managed to pick the one person. I mean,
one person? Let's be serious.
Well, no. I would say if it had been Bernie, that was the other one in my bottom three. But, no, I mean, just she came off like she was on drugs the whole time and not good drugs. Plus, California. Congratulations. That put me in a bad mood. And also, can I do a PSA real quick? Because I like to think most of the time I'm a smart person, but I do some really stupid stuff sometimes, like marriage, golf clash, thinking it'd be a good idea to do a show with AJ Hoffman. But every now and then, and hopefully I will spare somebody else making the same mistake. I'll be like Kanish in Rounders, right? Give you a playbook based on all the screw-ups of my life. I'm sitting home today doing some work and get this bill from the Toll Road Authority. I'm like, well, that's weird. I haven't used the toll roads in forever.
Okay.
So here's your PSA. When you sell a car, make sure you deactivate the damn toll road thing. So whoever bought my Camaro has been running around on the toll roads.
Ooh, and now you're stuck with the bill?
Well, I've got a thing. I talked to them today. It looks like they're going to make it right. But it's my own fault for not deactivating
it. It is kind of your fault.
So if they don't, it's only $40. But that's just dumb on my part. Yeah, that's one of the first things you should think of, right?
Yeah.
So
it's super easy.
Like, I know.
I just went in the app. Whenever I got my new truck, I just added in my new license plate.
Oh, it is super easy. The problem is I haven't been on a toll road.
Well, yeah, if you're not using it, like, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, I haven't. It's certainly not since, well, March. The last time I was on a toll road was when I was going to the gym all the time. So, yeah, that was I felt like a real dumb today. Got it taken care of in like 5 minutes, which made it even worse, because if I get stuck $40 for that, that's just $40 for being stupid.
Right.
But yeah, so that was dumb of me. So shame bell for me, please.
Shame.
Okay.
Hey,
shame.
There's a lot of people who thought, well, I say a lot of people who thought, I personally would have thought that Joe Biden would pick someone who's from a state that may be somewhat up for grabs.
Theoretically, that would have been a smart move, yeah.
I think the racial strife in this country in 2020 kind of forced his hand a little.
Yeah, I think it did.
Because we were hearing like a month or two ago, like he has to pick a woman of color or a person of color.
Yeah, you know what? And I don't know who I heard say this, but one of the talking heads on TV who was a woman said, I wish he hadn't said that. He'd just done it.
That would have been, it would have seemed.
Because whoever it is now, you're going to say, oh, well, it's just because he needed a black woman.
Right.
And again, the Democrats are so stupid. They really are. And yeah, so she came off. She didn't even move the needle early on when she was running for president. And she's from a state you already have.
100% have.
So
can y'all put some respect on her name, though?
On
Kampala
Harris. Kampala? Why did that? How did that happen?
That's what is trending on Twitter.
What's trending is Kampala.
Kampala instead of Kamala.
Why is Kampala?
Because nobody can spell her name right.
I think because of... I think if you type it in, I think it auto-corrects.
That just auto-corrects to that? Really?
That's unfortunate. They're going to have to fix that.
Yeah. Jack should get on that.
But maybe, I don't know, like, honestly, even like your boy Beto. You know, he tweeted out today that Texas is, it's not a red state or a blue state. It's a non-voting state. And until 2016, it was like 50th in voter turnout, which is, I mean, that's a fact. People in Texas don't really vote.
Because for the most part, we're happy here, AJ.
Although my take on Beto is people don't really like him. I mean, that guy's had every chance. It's almost like he was the golden child of the Democratic Party. And then they were like... Nah, we just don't like you. Like in Texas, everybody's like, oh, Beto, Beto. And then you put him out on any kind of big stage. Hell, he couldn't even beat Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is literally the least likable person in the, well, top five least likable person in the world of politics. And Beto couldn't beat him. So maybe they thought that was a waste. Maybe that gay mayor, Mayor Pete.
Yeah.
Mayor Pete could have tried, or the Yang Gang could have tried.
I'd have been down with that. I was 100% behind that guy, which means he has no chance. But you know, this is why politics in our country is so stupid. I mean, both parties suck.
Yeah.
So,
but isn't Yang Gang? Isn't he from New York?
I think so. Yeah.
He's not doing you any good either.
No. But
you need someone from Ohio.
They have anyone from Ohio?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I give up. It's almost like this whole time, the people who I've thought, hey man, I could see this person as a good president. You know, they'd be the next one out, all the way through. And then when they decide to pick, and I've been saying all along, I want to see who they pick for vice president because I feel like that person probably might be running the country in a couple years. And this is what you go to. This is what you go to. So.
Well. Who do you like more, her or Mike Pence? Who would you rather have in charge?
It's not that hard for me. I hate to break it to you. I'd rather have Mike Pence in charge.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want either one of them. I don't want any of these people. They all suck. But these are the options that I'm presented with. What am I to do?
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. That basically, so his Beto is an idiot socialist. Can I just throw one thing out here, though, now that I've bashed the hell out of the left? I really think a lot of you guys need to read up on what socialism is and stop using it as a bad word. Because, frankly, there's a lot of social programs in this country.
Yeah.
That's socialism. Hate to break it to you. And, you know... socialist. That when did that become such an evil thing? Because a lot of guys do social programs, a lot of Republicans too. That's socialism. A communism, different animal. But might want to actually look that up before you start using it as a bad word, because it really isn't. Now Bernie's form of socialism is way farther left than
that's a little much.
Yeah, there's different forms of it, certainly.
Jay Garcia says, I thought Kamala died. Sports. Kamala died 2 days ago. Right? 2 days ago?
No, wasn't it yesterday?
Was it yesterday? I thought it was two days ago. Well.
Oh, yeah. I guess he could have died late Sunday night.
But RIP to him, and I don't think it's any coincidence that, it was Sunday, that 2 days later, his namesake. She was named after him. A lot of people don't know that. Her dad was a big wrestling fan. And now she is the Democratic nominee for vice president.
Can I vote for Kanye?
I want to vote for Joe Jorgensen.
This is just. I should know this because every time, like anybody that I might want to get behind, the party wants no part of them. So, you know, California. Ooh, yeah, they run things so well over there. Sigh. But
the Libertarians picked a guy named Spike Cohen, who's basically a podcaster.
As a vice president?
Yeah.
I like the name Spike. I could get behind a Spike.
I mean, he's a broadcaster.
Yeah.
I've done some research on Joe Jorgensen. I haven't done much on Spike Cohen because I stopped as soon as I found out he was a podcaster. And he also says he named himself Spike after My Little Pony.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you, sir. I thought Kamala was Arkansas Milk's old co-host. 2-1 says, hate to break it to you, Fred, but having some social program is much different than full-on socialism. That's what people mean by it. That's not how you're using it, though, guys. You know, so-and-so is a socialist. No, they're not. And again, it's one of those talking point things that has just become wrong, that people say stuff like that. This guy's a socialist. Bernie Sanders, you could call that. I mean, but that's a different, even there's still democracy in that socialism. So, yeah, I mean, to call something full on socialism is just incorrect.
Well, so, what's funny is both parties use it because they're Democrats who call Trump a Nazi, and Nazi is the National Socialist. That's where that derives from. Everyone thinks everyone else is a socialist, which I think is always odd.
Yeah, but I think calling Trump a Nazi is just as stupid.
I agree.
Especially if you guys go and watch that Hitler Circle of Evil and you still want to call Trump a Nazi, then you're a bleeping idiot. Come on, man. I want to be positive today.
Maybe all the other potential nominees were caught up in some Epstein stuff, and they were just like, oh, I guess we got to go with Kamala Harris.
Elizabeth Warren right visited Epstein Island.
That's what we got to go, man. I did like that Elizabeth Warren. I like when it was her and Bernie and Joe Biden, and they were all three on a stage together. I was like, why are they acting like she's the moron up here? She seemed much smarter than both of them. But she was a lady,
and she kind of was like a school principal.
She did have a little.
She
kind of
like she would scold you for something.
Yeah.
And 713 says, "Am I wrong for not caring too much about politics as I get older?" No, he says, "I make good money. I just pay my taxes and shut up and deal with it."
Well, that's a really good way to go about
it.
Honestly,
it's kind of.
I'm a big believer in voting. When you have the opportunity to vote, you should vote. But really, once you vote, you don't have much of a say anymore. Like, your only say in the entire process is voting. You get, like, and that's just like it's a percent of a percent of a percent of input that you have. Once it's decided, I mean, there's really not much to care about until the next time you get to vote. Because you can't do anything.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Well, I'm with you on we should get a third party in there. I just don't see this thing having enough momentum unless you get a guy like Mark Cuban behind it or something like that.
Well, Fred, I've got some good news on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Coronavirus is on the way out.
Really?
On the way out. Well, I guarantee it.
Well, tell me about it when we come back.
All right.
It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, let me tell you about TGS Insurance. You may not even know, because I sure didn't know, what I was spending every month or every year even on my homeowner's insurance. I was just paying it because you got to pay it. It's one of those things. Well, it turns out I was paying way too much. I was paying over $1,000 too much. Over $1,000. That could be you. And it was so simple to find out. You text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back with that. They're going to send you a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, the savings are real. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 1,000 reviews. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year. There's no need to even wait for your renewal because they take care of that. They clear out the back end. They get you refunded on your old policy and start you saving right away. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323. Money to 232323 and start saving today with TGS Insurance.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm going to praise the text line for a minute. We've got about 15 texts on the socialism topic that are really intelligent from 15 different people. Just throwing that out there. Good job, guys. All right, you teased something. You better damn well deliver.
Well, good news, Fred. There's a coronavirus vaccine, an approved coronavirus vaccine.
Yet.
Exists, and it's ready to go. All you have to do is trust Russians. And if you trust Russians, we're good.
Well,
Putin announced that the Russian health ministry has approved and said one of his two adult daughters was already inoculated. It underwent enough necessary testing and was shown to provide lasting immunity to coronavirus. So as long as you trust Vladimir Putin, we're saved.
Pay that man.
We're good,
pay
right?
That man, his money.
Would you take a Russian vaccine?
You know, I'd kind of like to see. I right off the bat, no. I kind of want to see how it works
so
first.
Racist.
Well, it's not so much that as it is. Just throwing this out there. When does Russia ever come up with anything like this?
They were the first to the moon.
No, that's not correct.
Are
they,
sure?
They were the first in space.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking about...
So they won the space race.
Medical
now
stuff.
They won the vaccine race.
Because if it's medical, I'm going to kind of trust, you know...
America.
England.
Germany.
Know, Germany. The Swiss.
What about Swedes?
Them too?
Yeah.
Canadians.
They seem reliable. Canadians?
Yeah, they have a pretty good medical system up there.
Hosers.
Australia, New Zealand. By the way, did you see New Zealand's gone like 100 days without a new case?
No, I would trust them then.
Yeah.
I thought they had like one random one a month or so ago. But they were locked down. They were let up on that.
Yeah, the story I saw, though,
they had to go back on lockdown.
There was 100 days without a new case.
Oh, maybe so.
So, what are the odds a vaccine is just vodka from Soccer Bilal?
This is very possible.
I'm down with that. Yes.
It work. Yeah. What does matter?
So that brings up a good point. What about Russia leading the doping cases? They were ahead on that.
Yeah.
Significantly.
Yeah. They came up with the good dope.
But
is it the good dope if you get caught? I don't know.
Well, took them a long time to get caught.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So maybe they are ahead on it. I don't know.
And if it takes a long time for them to, for them to prove that this is a nonsensical treatment, then that's good too.
CYO said the New Zealand streak ended at 102. They got 5 new cases. Damn it.
Sorry, Fred.
Yeah. I would move to New Zealand, but they wouldn't let me in. Because I'm American.
Yeah, they don't want Americans there.
Don't blame them. Now, you know, if it would I have been the first one, like Putin's daughter? Probably not. But I'd be.
You would if you were Putin's daughter. You would do what you're told.
But, you know, if they got the first group over here, I'd probably try it. I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen?
You could die from the
coronavirus.
I'm
going to die anyway. What the hell?
That's possible.
So.
Someone like me with stuff to live for would not want to do that.
Yeah, well. Of course, once you get over 40, you start becoming more risky with that Rona, too.
That's true. I'm almost there. It's Josh Ennis's birthday.
Oh, really?
He's younger than I, though. He's only 34, so he's still got some life left in him. Unlike me, I'm an old dog.
Well, happy birthday. I probably would have known that if I had listened to his show instead of the other guys.
And he said no one got him a birthday present, so well, I feel bad about that.
I didn't know. I would have brought him booze, which is what we kind of do around here.
That's usually the move.
But I had no idea. So I'll bring him something tomorrow. Oh, boy. What if the vaccine was mint-flavored vodka?
if it were menthol tobacco-flavored?
Yeah.
I might be out.
Yeah, I'd definitely be out. I can never do that again.
That's where the line gets drawn.
I was sick for 2 days, man.
Ugh.
So, but no, I was talking to the Twitch guys about this, but you wanted me to listen to the other guys so I could work on a show impression to set up your Clint impression. So
hey, man, you did what I told you, show. You've been following up on that, man. I'll be damned. I knew you could do it, brother.
Couple of problems.
Okay.
Number one, dude doesn't talk very much.
You're not allowed to talk much when you work with the Baytown Badass, all right? This is my show. This is the Clint Sterner show. You're here as an accessory.
And that was part of the problem, was that Clint's kind of a ball hog. Now, that's not all bad.
There's a little Iverson to his game, isn't there?
We have some ball hogs around here, so it's not that big.
Are you talking about me?
No, I wasn't talking about you,
okay,
per se.
Okay.
But
talking about Palillo.
Well.
Obviously.
I'm not going to mention names. I think people can figure it out for themselves. But, yeah, so it was kind of hard to pick it up. And the other thing is, dude, how do you sit there and talk about the Texans' offensive line for 30 minutes every day? It's the same. And, man, I don't want to dog anybody, and they may be the nicest guys in the world, but, oh, my God, it's so unlistenable. How on earth do people listen to that show? I just don't get it. But, I mean,
it's a question I've asked, a question as old as time.
I still have a little work to do on it, but it's basically a play-by-play type voice, and show thinks that Clint is the best. The Baytown Badass is the best. He gets it right every time.
Show does. He has to say nice things about Clint. Otherwise, I think Clint might.
Yeah.
Clint might send him wherever he sent Rick Kamla.
Well, and the other four or five guys he had between those two. So,
Hey, man, you remember what you brought on to do, show. Let me tell you something, brother. You're here to be my bitch. You got it, man. You do exactly what I tell you to do. You say nice stuff about me or else. Got me, brother?
Thanks, man. I just love being here.
Glad to be your bitch. Show is real glad to be your bitch today.
Yeah. And Show says man a lot, too, now. I've noticed.
I haven't got to hear much of their show either, to be honest. I heard it. I mean, I listened in the early days when it was Kamla Juice, as he liked to call himself. Maybe one of the worst self-given nicknames I've ever heard, but he liked to call himself that. But I haven't gotten to hear as much lately. So I'm also not totally familiar with Show. I just figured out Show's name was Ronnie. Because Josh told me.
Yeah, I don't know who he is. Like I said, maybe the nicest guy in the world, but nothing real distinctive. But again, he didn't get to talk much. He's not really there to talk. He's there to
shut up and get out of Clint's way.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what Camel's job was.
And he failed miserably.
Apparently so.
Couldn't even do that right, could you, Camel Juice?
The show sounds like Sonic the Hedgehog. A little bit. Hear a little bit of that. But I need more time with it. The problem is, I don't want to listen to it. I have, especially driving in, I like to listen to Josh. If not, I listen to Canada Talk so I can keep up with what's going on up there.
Oh.
But, that was another thing that kind of, I was in such a good mood. And then I'm having to listen to this. I'm like, my God, how are these guys?
You don't have to when I say.
But I can't pick up his voice if I don't hear it.
I mean, you could just say, I couldn't pick up his voice, AJ. Your idea sucked.
Well, no, but once I get into it, it's like a challenge. I want to make sure I get it down. That and then, this is another thing that always bums me out. And, so I'm gonna turn it back up here after this. But I was driving in on West Park, and they had one half of it shut down because of a motorcycle accident.
Oh.
And, I mean, it looked bad. So if any of our first responders know what happened to that person, I don't know why if whenever I see a really bad accident where I think somebody's hurt really bad, it bums me out big time. Even if it could be the worst person in the world.
Could be.
And could be a totally unlikable person. But I just kind of feel like if I see it, it really, nobody wants to see that. I don't like seeing hurt people.
Unless, I like seeing hurt people on video only.
Yeah, and usually when it's not anything serious.
Not life-threatening hurt, but I like when people like get hit in the balls real hard or something. That's funny.
Or jump into tables of barbed wire.
That's funny, too.
Yeah, that kind of stuff I'm down with.
I still say one of the most underrated comedies of like the last 20 years is Jackass Volume 2, the movie. There were so many funny stunts in that thing and people getting hurt, and it was hilarious.
All the Jackasses.
They're great.
Awesome.
Yeah. 713 says
you My wife doesn't like them. I don't know what her problem is. She doesn't think it's funny.
Texter says you guys are a great free advertisement. I'll have to check that show out. Good luck. If you're the kind
you'll
of person.
You'll be back, sir.
If you're the kind of person who actually enjoys that.
Show predicts you'll be back.
We don't really want you. All right, quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776.
Big day so far.
Yeah.
We've talked about the Russian cure for coronavirus, which exists.
Duh.
We gave a show impression.
Duh.
And we talked about Kamala Harris being the next president of the United States.
Aren't you missing something?
Socialism.
No. You're missing something else.
What else did we talk about?
Fred's favorite band is teasing a new album.
We did not talk about
Never that. Never made it as a wise man.
What's or maybe that? They actually dropped a song. I don't know. Holly was asking me to play it.
Are we talking about Nickelback or Shinedown?
Yeah, Nickelback.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's Fred's made-up favorite band.
Oh, so it's not just a bit?
No, it's... All right. I don't hate them as much as everybody else, mainly because the wife plays them all the freaking time because she loves them. And so I've gotten to where there's a few... I tolerate a lot of their songs. But I'm not going to go buy the new Nickelback album. If she wants it, she can download it herself. Which I'm as a betting man, I would say minus 900, she's downloaded that thing and listening to it the day it's out. Hopefully while she's at work and not at home.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be.
Because and like some nights we'll sit on the balcony and drink and then put some music on. And inevitably, she's always... Alexa, play Nickelback. Come on, man. But I'll let her have that, and then I get a choice. And that's how it usually works out. We go back and forth, and she listens to, you know, crappy Canadian bands, and I try to come up with something that I know she's going to hate to make up for it. So it's kind of a game. It's kind of fun. And you know what? I think that's a good thing for couples.
Yep.
A little competition. And, you know, because there's... She likes, see, that's the thing. I'll never play Shinedown around her because she likes them. So I try to pick things that are completely off the wall, like Megadeth, you know, Pantera, she's not a fan of. You know, I love that stuff. So that's fun for me.
She doesn't like Pantera because their association with the Confederate flag, right?
She's just not I don't know. If she knew about that, that'd be a hard no for sure. No. Like, how can you listen to those
guys? You don't understand, she wouldn't get a Pantera tattoo after she learned that?
No, she would not.
Yeah, who would get a Pantera tattoo?
What an idiot. Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah, you'd have to be some kind of assistant program director to do that. I want to go on record how much I enjoy working with Tyler. It's like it's just the same as it is when Aaron's here. The show just goes really smoothly. So, 281 says, Fred, can you do more impersonating of show? In fact, all of hour number three, people are looking at me weird because I was laughing in my car. I didn't think it was that good. I still got to get it down. I'm working on it. Now, this is, I, this is not good. Can I get dust in the wind from my grandpa? He died while on his morning bicycle ride. No cause of death has been ruled yet, but he had pretty bad head trauma when taken in. He's the reason I'm here and able to be a blitzer. Wow, man, that sucks. Yeah. Sorry to hear that, man.
That's not good.
Condolences.
I guess we need to talk about football.
Yes.
As you may know, the Big Ten and now the Pac-12 have decided that they will not be playing football this fall. Instead, they're going to try to do it in the spring. They're trying to postpone. I don't know if that's the right move either. I'm of the belief, and I don't know who should be making these decisions. It's easy to say, well, like what Josh was saying, they're adults, let the players decide if they want to play. I mean, a university deciding to have a football season involves more than just the football players. Like, there's a lot of other people who may not want to participate. But I guess, at least in that situation, everyone has the option. If you want to, you can be involved. If you don't, you don't have to. That said, if you say, I'm good, I don't want to, and you're the director of ticket sales or whatever, I don't even know, a random director of this, and you say, I'm out this season, well, they're probably going to replace you, and then that person's probably going to have your job. So it's not as easy as just saying, oh, well, you've got the choice.
Right.
So I don't know if there is a right answer. It's obviously a difficult situation, and me as someone who would prefer that football does happen. I mean, I'm team, let's figure it out. But I also understand that there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, I admit I am team, let's figure all this stuff out.
Yeah.
I think, and not just college football, I think we need to find a way to, I mean, otherwise, man, if we keep just waiting for a vaccine of the non-Russian variety or a cure, we're looking at way into next year, and that's not good for anybody. It's not good for any businesses, except for Amazon, apparently. You know, Amazon is this. There are some that are actually thriving in this, but long term, it's going to be bad for everybody. I think, you know, why cancel it? Why not just say, you know what, we're going to push everything back to the end of September and see where we are. You know, I mean, I understand, you know, because there's a whole bunch of people out there, oh, just don't play. And as somebody who loves college football, I'd love to see him play. And but if they don't think it's safe, okay. But at some point, I mean, football's not a safe game to begin with.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know why you can't at least put forth some kind of effort, because frankly, that does help businesses, you know, it and even without crowds there, I mean, people will still, hopefully bars will be open by then. It'll help bars when people go to watch Michigan games. But, you know, I know it's not an easy thing, but I've always been pro, don't shut everything down, find a way to make it work. And I guess we had to learn the hard way. People wouldn't do that right.
Right.
And we still have that. And Smash Mouth. Ugh. Notice we talked about that yesterday, and then today it's a big story on USA Today. Smash Mouth getting grief for playing it. I mean, if you're Smash Mouth, don't you take anything you can get right now? But
somebody once told me the world is going to.
Update on that. So we were talking about Trapped and Smash Mouth. Smash Mouth actually had all the fans in front of them, which was like 1,000 or 2,000 people or whatever it was. Trapped played to like 60 people.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, okay then.
Sounds like the people in Surges couldn't get enough of you, baby. Smash Mouth.
That's not even their original song.
Maybe they're just headstrong. I don't know.
Yeah. And Trapped, they said, Trapped, you might as well be walking on the sun.
Oh, God. Pat in the 409 says, not really shocked by the Pac-12, but the Big Ten did surprise me. Yeah, I never thought the Pac-12 was going to be able to.
I really think this is going to end up being a geographical split. I think teams in the South are more likely to play than teams in the North and the West.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's kind of sad that it's going to go down political lines, but it's what's going to happen, right? I mean, basically, conservative states are going to be more likely to play football, and liberal ones are not.
Yeah.
And it bothers me that everything's politicized. And not that they do everything right, and I've talked about this before, how, you know, Canada has 33 million people. We have 330. There's no way you can do things the same way. But I was listening to their guys today, and their whole point when they did their shutdown was not to wait for a vaccine, not to wait for a cure, but just to make sure that the hospitals, the numbers in the hospitals were low enough that they could handle it if there's an outbreak. And that's where they are right now. So they're slowly rolling stuff back out, and they're doing it with restrictions. And I think at this point, if our hospitals can handle it, which I know it got tight there for a bit, but I think it's better now, then we should be able to do these things. And we should be able to try to play, you know, they should be able to try to play football games. And if you have to stop, you have to stop. But then isn't it better to try? I don't want to see this whole country go to hell. And I kind of feel like that's where we're headed. And it's not just sports, but sports is a big part of it. And, yeah, I was thinking about this the other day. Think about how many businesses will never come back. And
there's a lot.
And there's a lot of brick and mortar.
Restaurants, things like that.
Well, and we talk about those a lot because we love those, restaurants and bars. But you think about stores that were already, brick and mortar stores that were already probably in trouble, like JCPenney
right.
and stuff like that. Well, this is an excuse for them to never come back. And, you know, I think that anything that we can, you know, do and try to do safely, nothing's ever going to be 100% safe. It's not 100% safe on a normal day.
Right.
So, you know, I think that just saying, oh, no, we're not going to do it at this stage is a little premature. I'd like to have seen them say, hey, you know what, let's delay it a month. Because maybe things are better in a month. Maybe they're worse, and you got to say it then. We're going to have Taylor McCarg on today. I'd be interested to get his take on all
we'll
that.
We'll talk to him at 6 o'clock, see what he thinks. But there's a lot of, you know, here's the other thing. What kind of an edge does it give you if you're a team that does play versus teams who don't? Let's say you're a high school senior, and you're going into your senior year, and you're being recruited by all these teams. Oregon's recruiting you, USC's recruiting you, and Clemson's recruiting you. And those other two schools are like, well, we're not playing this year. And Clemson does. I mean, that's got to be a swaying decision, right?
I think it would be for some guys, yeah.
If you're the kind of kid who wants to play.
Yeah, I think, plus just being on TV. You know, if you're 15, and I don't presume to know what sways a 16, 17-year-old kid when it comes to recruiting. I don't think any of us can truly speculate because everybody's different. Like the kid last week, if Jim Harbaugh wore cleats in his house.
Right.
Yeah, that's a...
it's a game changer.
Yeah, but I do believe that it's always better to be out there, right? It's better to be on TV and see Trevor Lawrence and those guys week in and week out. And then, oh, we're not going to see Ohio State? I saw that Ryan Day was like, well, maybe we could play in another conference for a year. I don't think the Big Ten... can the Big Ten stop them from doing that?
I don't know.
And his president's one of the ones who voted to not play football. But if the individual school said, hey, let's go play in the ACC or the Big 12 or the AAC even for 1 year, you don't think they'd get a good TV deal out of that if you're Ohio State? Now, nobody's going to care if it's, you know, Northwestern, but Ohio State, Michigan, Nebraska, Penn State decide, hey, we're all going to go join the ACC for 1 year.
Yeah.
You don't think you'd get a really good TV deal out of that?
I think you'd get something.
Yeah. So, but I don't know that you can do that. And, I mean, I don't know what the rules are when it comes to conference stuff. And if you did that, it's not like the Big Ten's going to say, oh, we're not taking you back. Of course you are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's say if it's Michigan or Ohio State, the Big Ten not going to take them back? Right. Okay. That's like if the Big 12 cancels and Texas and Oklahoma are like, well, we're going to play. That, you know what that means? The Big 12 is going to play because the Big 12 these conferences are going to do what their big time schools want them to do.
Yeah. Apparently not, though. I mean, because Harbaugh, your two biggest programs have been very vocal about wanting to play football.
The coaches have now.
The presidents and right. Those people have not.
Because guess which universities actually raised their hand and said, we want to play? Nebraska and Iowa.
Yeah.
So now if Nebraska and Iowa say, I mean, they could, the Big Ten could easily say, okay, bye. Nebraska, you haven't really pulled your weight.
Yeah.
We thought we got into...
going back to the Big 12.
Yeah, we thought we were getting something better than what we got. And Iowa, you are...
Iowa.
You're Iowa. No one cares. You're always there. You're always overrated. And we know you're never going to win anything. So let's just move on from you guys if that's what you want. Go ahead. Go join the WAC.
All right. Well, I'll tell you about a real winner. New brakes. And guys, if you need brake repair, you don't need to go to a shop anymore. They will come to you. New brakes, whether you're at work, at your office, you want them to come fix it there. If you're at home, they'll come fix it there. And, man, they do great work. They're convenient. They're 20 to 50% more affordable than going to shops or dealers on average. And I know at least four people now who've used New Brakes. They all say the same thing. Man, it was so cool. It was so convenient. And you don't get surprised by their quotes because they basically give you a worst case scenario. So you're never going to pay more than what they quote. It's a surprise free repair quote. And it's backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. You can get an instant online quote from their brake experts. And they'll reach out to learn more within a couple of minutes. And if you mention ESPN, and you'll receive 10% off your service. NUBRAKES.com, newbrakes.com. And guys, if you're having grinding or any of that stuff in your brakes, now's the time to give them a call. Go to newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. Mention ESPN, receive 10% off.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Somebody says, all the assumption that football will ever be back, supposed vaccine, they've been trying to cure cancer for how long? Flu comes back every year. Yeah, but there is a flu shot. And I've gotten one every year, and I haven't had the flu since I started doing it. But, yeah, that's the one thing, too. If we're going to sit around and wait for a cure on this, how are we doing with cancer? How long they been working on that?
You know, there's lots of different kinds of cancer. It's
yeah, I know, but
it ain't an easy thing, obviously.
Yeah, but look how long it took them to get AIDS under control and HIV and things like that. If we're expecting this to have a cure here sometime soon, I think we're being a little bit naive. That's all.
But I also think I want to make this clear. We're also being a little naive if we think that somehow football is going to happen in the spring.
Yeah, if it's not going to happen now, I can't expect it to happen in the spring. And one of the other things we haven't even begun to address is, like, okay, NBA, NHL, all these things that are going on now usually start in October. When are they going to be able to go back to being able to? Are they going to have to do a bubble situation again? I mean, it would work, but when is that season going to start?
I don't know.
Not going to be before 2021, right? You know, maybe Christmas Day for basketball in the bubble again.
Maybe.
But, you know, that's another issue. Was there a TV on in here or something?
No, I think Tyler's editing audio very loud.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know why it's...
Yeah, you made me check to see if my computer was muted.
I can hear it in my headphones, but I guess these speakers are turned up a little bit louder than normal.
So... This is not comparable to HIV or cancer. That's dumb. How's it dumb? Explain it to me.
I don't know.
Again, that's one of those just blanket statement things. Okay, explain to me how that's dumb in detail. Dickweed. And can someone ask the Big Ten or Pac-12 to how they expect some of these college towns to economically survive with no season? I don't think they care. And having Coach O on talking about Baton Rouge. You think about the businesses there that are going to be impacted by this. But, you know, I get it if they just want to shut it down. I get it. But, and it's so hard for these guys to plan. Because you talk about, okay, playing next year. How do you play next year? You don't know. We don't know what it's going to look like. And please, somebody say, you know. Nacho Ferrell says cancer and AIDS aren't highly contagious airborne diseases. AIDS is extremely contagious, though.
If you do it.
Yeah. So, well, and sometimes it was.
Or if you rub open wounds.
Or, yeah, if you.
Or if you do intravenous drugs.
Or if you got a blood transfusion at the wrong time in life.
Yeah, I don't do any of that stuff.
But yeah. So, I don't know. It's hard because I want there to be football. But
I want there to be football too, but we've both said for some time, it seems unlikely that it'll happen, particularly college football.
Yeah.
There's just too much.
Well, and I gave the NFL a perfect idea and Lance rejected me. So
that's right.
There's nothing I can do from there. And S says, we're trying to you because your job revolves around sports. I love sports just as much as anyone else, but it's a huge liability.
Yeah. But you know what? Our job doesn't change without college football. If I were Joel Klatt, those guys are like, we've got to play football. No matter what, we've got to play football. Because guess what? Nobody's paying attention to Joel Klatt. Joel Klatt doesn't have a job or a use if it's not for talking about college football. I mean, Fred and I, we were just on the air for what, 2 months before there were any sports at all?
Yeah.
And then we got fights, and then it was like another month or 2 months before we got any real sports, before we got baseball.
And you know what? Shows were fine.
We're fine.
We got to do a lot of Netflix.
But
if we run out of Netflix and sports and beer.
If you're one of these specialists, Lou Holtz, another guy who's like, college football has to happen. Well, yeah, because Lou Holtz, guess what your job is if there's no college football? There's no job. If you're what's that dude? Lee Corso. The guy that puts on mascot heads. That's your job, is to put on a mascot head every week. Guess what? If there's no college football, you got no mascot head job. Sorry. Kirk Herbstreit can at least go call NFL games, but...
Yeah, can he?
Well...
When was the last time he's done that, though?
Well, they've been talking to him about it already.
And I think he'd be great. I just don't know that NFL's going to happen either.
I think the NFL has a much higher chance of happening than
it does, because they have football. The money to test everybody and everything else. And you know, but I do think that the one thing that is a game changer completely is if somebody dies. If you have a player die, especially if it's a college player, then yeah, that's the end of everything.
Yep.
But you know, so far that hasn't happened. We shall see. And Maggie says, how does the Big Ten survive if they have a slew of lawsuits from players and students who die? I mean, I'm sure that you're going to go into it with, you know, basically the whole, you know, fill out your, I'm sure there'll be some kind of legal statement you have to sign if you go in and play.
Oh, yeah.
Not that that matters. Hurting ass Fred, has your gym equipment came in yet? No, my bike stand has, so I've been on the bike now several days, but the good stuff isn't getting here till September. So Garza Earl says, you do have to admit it does hurt the show to not have sports. No, I don't have to admit that.
No, I don't either.
And honestly, I was telling AJ this last week, it's more fun to talk non-sports when there's sports going on. It really is. I mean, dude, we have a lot of paths we can go down, and you know, yeah, would I rather have football? Absolutely, because I love football. But if we don't have it, we don't have it. We'll adjust, just like we did for months, and hopefully come up with shows that are entertaining. And if they're not, then you guys will go away and it won't matter.
Yep.
So no, I don't have to admit that, and I won't admit that, because it's silly. In fact, I think there's a lot of other shows that, yes, it hurts, no question. And you know, especially if you're dictated to talk about a certain team or sport. That's hard. There's only
like what would
so
16
do
if there was no football? I don't know. That's tough.
Yeah,
but I don't think we have that problem.
No, I don't either. And yeah, you know, I just as soon talk about bad movies that I watched over the weekend. Yeah, or imitate
all day,
the other.
Baby. I got that.
Yeah. 713-780 ESPN. I prefer you talking movies and music to Texans and Rockets. Well, and like, what is there to say about the Rockets game today? Because Harden sat out. It was basically Westbrook and a bunch of jokers. And, yeah, okay. It wasn't the team that it's going to be in the playoffs. And then Westbrook's sitting out tomorrow. Although there were a couple things that the announcer said that kind of I found amusing.
I'll say this about Westbrook sitting out all the time. It's not out of the realm of possibility that he, I mean, this, we can't forget this dude had Corona.
Yeah.
Like, he may be physically needing to sit out.
Which is fine.
It's fine for now.
And now he says the station had to furlough employees, though, so it does hurt the station. That's not what you said. Yes, it did hurt the station. You said the show.
Yeah. The station, I mean, it's impacted revenue and things like that, but not our show.
No. So.
Those are two different things.
Yeah, and we'll keep, we're doing the best we can with the station now under the circumstances. That's not ideal. I mean, there's things that we get paid a lot of money to broadcast that may not be here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, from a station standpoint, absolutely. But you said the show, and the show's going to be fine. As long as we
show get predicts,
I think
show will be fine.
Show will be fine. Quick break. It's the Blitz.
So fun, but the dunk gets in the way. Wanna live.
ESPN 97.5.